Well, John, you never really got going with a bat today until it was too late. I think that sort of formulated the way the story unfolded as the night went on.
Definitely came up short with the bat. I mean, it's a good pitch. There weren't too many large boundaries there. So, yeah, we need to be getting more than 150, probably something nearer 180, to be honest, to be competitive on that surface. Probably to do with the fact that we never really went through more than three or four overs without losing a wicket. And if you don't get partnerships even in the short form of the game, then you're going to struggle to make the right totals.
I mean, normally if you look at the games where you've been successful, you normally have a good springboard from Mark Stoneman and Phil Mustard, but they were gone fairly early in the game. And then, as you mentioned, wickets kept falling at regular intervals.
29 for 3 is not a place you're going to win too many games from, unless you play exceptionally well after that. A fair play to the guys. They're trying to stay positive and keep moving forward, which is the right way to do it. But we're not maybe quite getting right at the top at the moment. But as I say, 150, 155 is not going to be enough on that one.
This is a tough ground for you to come to anyway. I think that's their fifth straight win against you now in the T20. And they went about their reply really well, didn't they? A cracking knock from Varun Chopra, 97 not out.
Yeah, they played it very well, but it was almost impossible for us to put any pressure on them, unfortunately. I mean, to be fair, Ian Bell didn't play an attacking shot for the first six overs. He just he was able to really play himself in nice and calmly. Varun played a few shots and played them nicely, but you know, they were able to bat without a great deal of pressure because they knew that they were always going to be up with the runway.
You've had two good wins, one on the road last Friday against Lancashire. You've got to head to Leicestershire tomorrow now. It's a youngish team. They're going to learn from these things, aren't they? And be able to bounce back, you'd imagine, take on board the lows as well as the highs against the likes of Notts and Lancashire.
Yeah, they probably feel a little beaten up at the moment, which is not surprising. And they do have to turn around quickly. I mean, the games do come thick and fast. But, you know, I'd still believe that they're more than capable of doing so, and we can still make plenty of headway in this competition.
And with regards to that game against Leicestershire, any changes to personnel likely, or do you think you'll more or less stick with the same 11?
That's a little early to say. There's, you know, it's T20 games are quite bruising at times. A lot of people throwing themselves around in the field and stuff. So we'll see how everyone pulls up in the morning. Not quite sure at this stage what we'll do.
There was a worrying moment when Scott Borthwick seemed to hurt his knee as he flew after one in the field.
Didn't affect his bowling. He bowled excellently, I thought. Even after that, he was very good all through his four overs. They were first class. So yeah, he seems to have got through that. I imagine he'll be a bit stiff in the morning, but he's pretty resilient. So we'll assess that tomorrow.